So a different standard for the women today in terms of no podium, but those things happen on the World Cup, right? So maybe just talk, like, before we get into specific performances, you know, what you guys are thinking about when, you know, Sadie is back in 21st, Rosie Brennan is 23rd, and Jesse is in I think 14th place today.
Yeah. You know, it definitely makes you think, that's for sure. And you quickly go to the skis and you go to fitness. And if there's one thing I've learned about teams on the road, and it just doesn't necessarily matter if we are a team of 10, each individual coming from 10 different clubs. When we're traveling and living together, it's often that the team races well all on the same day, or races a little bit flat, or even worse on the same day. And I think we had a little bit of a case of being a little bit flat on the women's side today, and also not having the fastest skis in the field. I think while felt like we had good confidence in the boards going into the race, I don't think they were an A+. And those two things combined don't exactly equal a disaster, but you know, it did prevent the podium or the top 10. And we had five women in the, I think, top 40, top 38. So not bad, but there's more. And there's also, I think, something to be said for coming out of a 10-day camp in Seefeld. It's at a little bit of that gray altitude, around 4,000 feet. And for some people, it was their first intensity session today at sea level. And I'm pretty confident that this will tune people up. We're going into a nice pullback phase here, a nice taper before the tour. So I am really expecting everyone to be ready. I have a lot of confidence in that.
Okay, last question. And this is more of like a very much, I think, a coach question rather than you reflecting on athletes. But do you feel any pressure to, you know, you've got the first World Cup in the U.S. since 2001. Is that right?
Yeah, one or zero. Yeah, it's I think it's one.
I'm curious from your perspective, what kind of pressure you might be feeling as a program, like, yeah, you have to perform because you'll be on U.S. soil, or, you know what, let's keep it real. And it is the World Cup. It's the world's best and we'll do our best. But at the end of the day, the biggest prize is the fact that we had a World Cup in the U.S.
Honestly, I'm more excited than I am nervous about it. I tend to be a positive thinker, and I expect good things to happen every day when I wake up. And I don't tend to feel pressure from others. And so I feel a lot of pressure for myself, and to put a team on the snow that feels like they are on fast skis and are in good shape, that's something that I can help contribute to. And so that's the type of pressure that I feel, but that's more of every weekend kind of pressure, and it's certainly not overwhelming. I would love to show the U.S. fans what a podium looks like on home turf, because I don't know what it looks like either. And I think we would all celebrate just as much as we will when we put a team of 30 on the snow in Minneapolis. So, or however many we have there, but
it's going to be
a big group. And I just think the fans are going to be receptive regardless of the results, but we're ready to slam it. So